En af mine personlige favoritter blandt de udstillede værker på Electrohype var Victor Vinjas netværksinstallation med navnet Flux. Flux er en browser, men en usædvanlig en af slagsen. På gulvet står 16 små kasser, der alle er forbundet med kabler til en stor router. Kasserne ser lækre ud. De er designet i børstet stål eller aluminium, og fra siderne kommer der blåt lys ud. Man får umiddelbart lyst til bare at stå og kigge på dem. De 16 kasser har små displays, hvor en strøm af ord hele tiden passerer. Det er lidt som at stå på Rådhuspladsen eller Times Square og betragte lysreklamerne. Men ordene på de 16 displays reklamerer ikke for noget. De fortæller, hvad folk i dette øjeblik leder efter på nettet. Victor Vinja, der står bag værket Flux, er oprindelig industriel designer og fra de kanariske øer. Nu bor han i London og skriver computerdesign på visitkortet.
It's actually 16 modules, and each one of them display in real time search engine queries being done by users around the world. So basically it's kind of monitoring what people is looking for on the internet, and by doing that it's actually telling you what the internet is about in a very kind of like horizontal way. Rather than trying to be very specific about a particular topic, it's trying to cover every single topic without giving you too much information in a way. I think what is interesting about it is that somehow reflects a particular moment in time, almost. It's like an indicator of the internet in a way. So what has happened is that I remember on September 11 the piece was on, and actually everyone was starting to look for this kind of stuff. Or another day was like Mother's Day, and you start to get all these Mother's Day greetings cards, and so you have the feeling that it's really alive in the sense that it's actually happening in real time. It's actually connecting each one of the modules to keyboards of people around the world.
Hvis vi nu forestiller os, at en eller anden derude i dette øjeblik indtastede ordet harddisken på en meget populær søgemaskine, som jeg desværre ikke må oplyse navnet på her, ja, så vil ordet måske dukke op på et af de 16 små displays, der hvor kunstværket befinder sig. Nu vil jeg selvfølgelig gerne vide mere om harddisken, så jeg rører ved den lille metalboks. Samtlige 16 displays vil så begynde at rapple derudad med alskens informationer om programmet, du lytter til. Men også om andre ting, hvor ordet harddisken indgår. Og skulle noget af det, jeg læser på en af terminalerne, så interessere mig, kan jeg trykke der og på den måde fortsætte i en kæde. Det er både forvirrende og spændende at sidde foran Victor Vinjas kunstværk og have fingeren på internettets underlige puls. Det er lidt som at sidde i mørket i sin lejlighed og lure på, hvad naboerne må lave.
Does anything surprise you by looking at this?
I think it surprised me like I think the main thing is how wide it is. I mean, how much stuff is there. It's obviously it gives you an overview that you don't really you never get with a single page.
When you're watching this, does this differ from the idea that you have of society offline? Is there something different that you can read out of these panels? Is there something that tells you that people are doing different things on the internet from what they're doing in their private time or in their...
I don't think it necessarily tells us anything new that we don't know. But you actually see it, and I think that's actually what is interesting about it, that it's alive. In a way, I think if you were able to sit here and watch this all your life, you would learn nothing useful, but you would be aware of what's going on, in a way, at a very superficial level. It is not only with this piece, but with kind of like my... other work as well, to try to make this kind of installations where you show very little information, but instead you get very rich communication.
Det var som sagt Henrik Molke, der havde været på Electrohype i Malmø og talt med kunstneren Victor Vinja om hans usædvanlige internetbrowser.